Viter in Shas for him in Nachas Daf Kuf Zayin. Pick up a top Mishnah, but a Mishnah. Let's say a person says, yayin, it's upon me to bring a carbon of yayin. He can't give less than three lugin. Shemen, loivchas mi lug. And if he says shemen, he can't give less than a lug. Rabbi Omer, shlosh lugin, it'll be three lugin. It's got to be at least three. Pirash vini odea, ma pirash. Let's say a person says, I said a certain amount of wine or oil, I don't know how much I said. Then you have to give like the most that could be given on that day. Tan Rabban, on Ezrach, like we saw in the Pasuk, when I parsha, call Ezrach, when it's talking about the Nesachim that come along with the Olam Neshlamim, it uses this Lashon. And when we say Kol HaEzrach, it means all the native, it comes up over there to teach you what? Malami, Chenez, Navdin, Yayin, that you're allowed to go, you're allowed to be donate, you're allowed to be a carbon Nadava of Yayin. And Vekama, how much? Shlosha Lugin, it's got to be at least three Lugin. And then Uminai and Shem Ratzal Elsivas. If any of you want to add to it, you can add to it. Talmud Lomar Yehiye. It's an extra word over there to Darsh, then you're allowed to do more. Yachol Yivchos Talmud Lomar Kacha. Maybe you can do less than that. It says Kacha, it's got to be minimum that. Next word of Mishnah. Shemel Lo Yivchos Min Halug. Min Halug. Rebbe Omer Shlosha Lugin. But my kamiflegi, what are they arguing over? Amrur Abban and Kamidur of Papa, Bidin Mina Umina, Bidin Mina the Ukim Asakavli. The argument of the principles comes up in all the various different areas of Shas. Whether we say learn from it and derive, literally derive from it and then continue deriving from it. So if you have one and two is learned from one, then we learn from one and we continue learning from one, and it says over there. Or b'dun mina v'okim ba'asra, or learn from one, so two learns from one, and then place it in the context of where it is found, so you can learn out, extend it to other areas as well. The Rabbanan Savri, dun mina mina, they say learn from it, from it. Therefore they say that ma mincha misnadvin avshemin misnadvin, just like a mincha can be a nedava, so too shemin can be. And we keep going, umina, and continue learning from it, and say ma mincha below. Just like a mincha can be a lug, avshem be lug. Rabbi Savar dun mina v'ukib asa. You do mina, but you learn it, but you put it into the other in its own context, and that is follows ma mincha misnadvin avshem nami misnadvin, and that is just like mincha is donated, so too. Shemen is also misnavin. V'okib asa, but put it in its own context to learn other things. And therefore, we say the following. Kin nisachim, similar to nisachim. Man nisachim shlosh lugim is nisachim a three lug. Av shemen nami shlosh lugim, so do shemen is three lug as well. Amar lehu Rapapa. Rapapa said, "Imi mincha gamer la Rebbe." If Rebbe's learning out that the oil is from a mincha, the kuli amelo pligi, then everyone, even Rebbe, would be maskim that dun mina umina. We learn out, we derive the oil from it, meaning the mincha, and we continue to learn from it. Therefore, the it's got to be at least a lug, right? Because that's how much is found, the smallest mincha. Now, being the Rebbe actually said it's got to be three lug, must be the Rebbe did not learn out the oil from the mincha. The Prophet is not going to bring his idea as to the source of the validity of oil, according to Rebbe. Ella Rebbe mi Ezrach. He learns that from the word Ezrach, from the native. From that extra word over there, that's what he darshans. Amarle Rav Huna, Bered, Rav Nasem, Rav Papa, mi Matzah Samar. Can you really say that Rebbe's learning out that oil can be brought as a carbon, as a nedava from the word Ezrach? What time? Once in a brisa. Carbon. The Pasuk says carbon. The Pasuk says nefesh, kisakiv carbon. Right? So Melamed Shem is Nadvin Shemin. We're allowed to donate oil. The Kama, how much? Shlosh is Lugin. Three Lug. Man Shemit Le Damer Shlosh. Who said that it's three Lug? Rebbe. Says it's Rebbe says that. Oh, Vika Maisi La Mikarbon. And we see that in the same price, he learns out the validity of oil from the word carbon that's said by Mincha and not from the word Ezrach. Amarle, so he said to Rav Huna, Tanya. Says, okay, if the Braisa really taught that, then that's what it taught, and therefore I'm gonna back out from what I just said. Very noble thing to do. You gotta know what the truth is. Whatever the truth is, I'm going with the truth, even if I maybe thought differently. Okay, next part of the Mishnah, Pirashti Vini Odea Ba Pirashti, Yavi Kiyom Meruba. I said how much I'm giving, but I remember how much I said. You have to give like the most you're going to get, you can give in a day. Tani Willington Abraisa. Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag Shel Chalios V'Shabbos, like the amount of wine or oil that's brought on the first day of Sukkot that falls out on Shabbos. Zok the next day, Ligam Mishnah. Let's say somebody says, Aria Lai Ola. It's part of me to bring an Ola. Yavi Keves. He brings a Keves, a lamb. Rabbi Lezer ben Azaria Omer, Otor Obenyona, either a turtle dove or a pigeon. Right? That is like the different types of things that we brought as an Ola. As a bull, a calf, a ram, a lamb, a goat, a kid, and the least expensive is a male lamb. I guess it has to be comes from what do you call it? It's got to come from males. If the Ezra ben Azaria Omer, Otoro ben Yona, besides those animals that I mentioned in the previous that we just said, you could also bring a bird as an Ola. And the Ezra ben Azaria is saying that one who made a neder, the unspecific, he brings one of them because they're the least expensive. Pirashti, let's say he says Pirashti min abakar veni odeh ma pirashti. He says I did it from cow, but I don't remember what I said, like a bull or a calf. Yavi parve eagle, he used to bring a bull and a calf. Min a behema veni odeh ma pirashti. If he says he did it from a behema, and okay, so then we say, yeah, Yavi parve eagle min a behema veni odeh ma pirashti. Yavi parve eagle I'll sayer gedi betle. Pirashti veni odeh ma pirashti. Unless somebody says it, I says, I don't know exactly what I said, then beep, turn the page. Most if aleim tor ubenyon. The adds to them, to these things we mentioned, a turtle dove and a pigeon. Okay. Hooray, alay tolo shlamim. This can be males or females. Yavi kevis, he brings a lamb. Pirashi min bakar is a type of min bakar, a tolo shlamim. From that, venudema pirashi, yavi par upara. Then you got to bring a par and a par. You got to bring both. Egel ve'egla. Min ha-behema, v'in yodeh ma-pirashi, yavi par upara, egel ve'egla, ayol urechela, sa'ir u'se'ira, g'diyu g'diyu, t'lev t'liya, harayel ha-shor. If someone says, I'm going to bring a par, I'm going to bring a shor. Yavi hu u'nechasa b'mana. He has to bring this ox and its nesachim, which comes out to a mana, 100 dinar. I divide an ox together with that of the nesachim, right, the minchas nesachim, and the wine that comes along with it. Rashi says that this din and the next one goes according to the says Torah Shebal Peh, and you know, others say that differently. That's what Rashi says. Egel yavi hu nechasav bechamish. When it says it's upon him bringing egel, he's to bring an egel and it's the sachim, which comes out to 5 sela. Ayel yavi hu nechasav b'shtayim. If he says I'm going to bring a ram, and he's got to bring a ram and it's a sachim, which are worth 2 sela. Keves yavi hu nechasa b'sela, a lamb, he's got to bring a lamb and it's a sachim, which comes into a sela. Shor b'mane, if somebody says that it's part of me to bring a shor worth a mana, yavi b'mane chutz min nechasa, if he brings, he's got to bring an ox worth a mana besides the value of the nesachim. Egel b'chamesh, if he says that that he's going to bring an eagle worth 5 slime, yavi b'chamish chutzmin, the chasim is going to bring this calf worth 5 selah, besides the nesachim. Ayal b'shtayim, then yavi b'shtayim chutzmin, the chasim kevim b'selah, yavi b'selah chutzmin, the chasim shor b'mana, behavi shenayim b'mana, yilo yatsa. Let's say he said, it's going to pardon me to bring an ox worth a mana, and he brought 2 ox together worth a mana, let's not yotze, v'afilu zeb b'mana chasir dinar, v'zeb b'mana chasir dinar, even if it's worth, if each is worth a mana, less a dinar, right, 99 dinar. Shachar Revi Lavan, if he said he's going to bring a black and he brought a white one, Lavan Revi Shachar, Gadol Revi Katan, and then Lo Yatza. But Katan Revi Gadol Yatza, because, you know, Chalam on a Messiah. Rebbe Omer, he's a Lo Yatza. He's not Yotze, because he didn't do right, the words that he said. You know, everything comes out of your mouth. You got to fulfill. Okay. Because we saw in the beginning of the Mishnah, it says that there's a machlokas between the Tanakama and Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, whether the minimum shear for one who didn't specify the type of ola is to bring a lamb or to or a turtle dove or a pigeon. Says the Gemara, velo pligi, and they are not arguing. Mar ki asrei, one's going according to his place. Umar ki asrei, the one's going to his place, where the Tanakam, where he lived. This lambs were less expensive than birds, and a place where, therefore, that's the minimum where Elazar ben Azaria lived. Birds were less expensive. Okay. Tanu Rabbanan, Harei Alai Ola Besela LeMizbeach. Somebody said it's upon me to bring on the Mizbeach an Ola worth a Sela. Yavi Keves. He's got to bring a Keves. She'en L'chadavar Shekarav Besela L'gabi Mizbeach Ela Keves. There's nothing that's worth a Sela Mizbeach other than a Keves. Brash Avinu Yodei Amapirashti. And I wonder this Yavi Mikol Davar Shekarav Besela L'gabi Mizbeach. He's got to bring from all the things that are worth a Sela that are brought on the Mizbeach. Okay, next part of the Mishnah. Pirashti min abakar v'in yodea ma pirashti yovi par v'egel. I said, I'm going to bring from the cattle, but I don't know what I said. So it's going to be a bull and a male calf. Amai, why do you got to bring both? V'laisi par b'monoshach. Let him bring a par either way, whether it was to bring a bull or whether it was to bring a eagle, a baby, a calf. Since it was to bring a small animal, he's certainly done it, gone beyond if he brought the bigger one. Hamani, so who is this going like? Who is this going like? Rebbe, he, the Amar, cut them, baby, got the Leot, so he says, you're not going to be used in such a case. He, Rebbe, if you want to say it's Rebbe, same as Seifa, let's see the end part. Shor b'mana, v'hevi shnayim b'mana, Loyatza, if he said that it's upon me to bring an ox worth a mana, and he brought two oxen, and together they're worth a mana, then he's not going to be Yotze. I feel zeb mana chaser diner, a zeb mana chaser diner, even if each one is a mana less a diner, shachar v'hevi lovin, this is a black, and he brought a white one, lovin v'hevi shachar, or a white, and he said, and he brought a black one, kaldum v'hevi katan, lo yotza, katan v'hevi gadol yotza, rabbi omer lotz, this is not Yotze, reisha v'seifa, Rebbe, Mitzvah, and Rabbanan. Does it make sense to say that the Reish and the Sefer Rebbe in the middle is the Rabbanan? This is not a normal thing to do. Since we're in, yep, Reish and Sefer, Rebbe, Mitzvah, and Rabbanan. V'achi Kamar. So what it's saying, Davar Zeh, Machlokas, Rebbe, Rebbe, Yochanan. That this idea of whether you're in a Suffolk of one has to bring both a bull or a calf, that's dependent on Machlokas, Rebbe, and Rabbanan, whether one can fulfill his Chiyuv of bringing a larger animal than the one that they actually vowed. Okay, my friends, we're going to stop over here and wish you all a great, great day.